Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, the biggest case in 25 years is coming before the Supreme Court. It's a case on abortion. It has to do with Texas and state laws being able to regulate the health care in their own states. Now, Lila Rose with Live Action, she's going to be speaking on this. But think about this. The courts are split now because Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia has passed. And now you have a split vote right now with a liberal view and a conservative view. And the best case scenario would be if they tie on their particular votes on this particular case, that means it goes back to the state. And the state, it was original intent of the Founding Fathers, that can decide what's right for their state. As a matter of fact, let's just take a look right now. This is Lila Rose with Live Action.
Tell us a little bit about the Supreme Court case that's going to be argued this week as it relates to abortion. A big case in front of the Supreme Court.
It's the biggest case that we're seeing in 20 years.
Yeah.
Whole Woman's Health and the oral arguments were this week. And the very fact that it went to the Supreme Court, I mean, it's just a tragedy that
they contested Texas's right to regulate the abortion industry in their state. Basic regulations that say that they have to be an ambulatory surgical center, that, you know, the hallways have to be wide enough to fit a gurney through, things like that, that are very basic protections for women's health. The abortionists have to have visiting privileges at a hospital, so that if a woman goes to the emergency room afterwards, there's a connection in seamlessness in her care. Basic things, and yet, of course, the abortion industry in Texas raised a ruckus, Planned Parenthood raised a ruckus, and that's why it ultimately has gone to the Supreme Court.
It seems like they're just looking for anything. Loopholes, whatever they can try to do here to somehow stop this pro-life movement from happening.
Well, exactly, and here's the thing. Abortion facilities don't care about women's health. They care about their bottom line, and they care about their ideology of committing these abortions against these children. And so these basic medical standards, ambulatory standards for these facilities that they don't want to meet meant that over a dozen facilities closed down in Texas. So it hurt their bottom line. They're not able to commit as many abortions, and they're not able to make as much money, which is, again, why this case is at the Supreme Court, because they're saying this is hurting our ability to run our businesses. Well, look, it's not about your business. It's about the health of women, and it should be about the protection of the lives of these children, preborn children.
So just real quick, any sense of the prognosis as to what, or not the prognosis, but what might happen in terms of result now with Antonin Scalia's death? I mean, what if they deadlock 4-4? Would it go back to the lower court?
And that's exactly. That's good news. If it deadlocks 4-4, there's no ruling there. I mean, it's equal. It equals itself out. So that's what we hope for. We don't want there to be a 5-3 in a terrible scenario, but we think it will likely be 4-4, and if that's the case, then this case does go back down, and in that matter, Texas should have its right protected at a lower level to be able to regulate abortion facilities.
Thanks, Lila.
Thank you, David.
Okay. Think about that. I mean, if you're a business person, you know what it's like for all the regulations they give you. I remember beginning an assisted living facility in the state of Florida, and how everything, building could be used, this building couldn't be used. This particular kind of door had to be on the room, that kind of door couldn't be on the room. Hallways had to be 36 inches, 48 inches. Bathrooms had to be 5 foot by 5 foot with 6 foot this. And it's like, that's just standard operating practices for taking care of the citizens of a particular state. And what they're saying is you can't even get a gurney and they admit that a certain number of women end up having to go to the hospital because something that happens to them when they're killing that baby in that womb. I mean, they call it aborting the baby, but they say they're going to have to take them to the hospital. And it just makes sense. Why are we so okay with it in America that you can basically go to a back alley building with no protection over the patients that are in that particular room because it's abortion? And it's like, Texas has the right, according to the Constitution, to be able to make those rulings. And it's interesting to me, too, how when Justice Antonin Scalia goes hunting, the deciding vote, it would have just been decided 5-4, all of a sudden he just doesn't come back from the hunting trip. I don't know, but I know that one thing, God is for not taking the life of children. I just think about this morning when I was spending time with the Lord in my abiding time. And in that time, I was reading in Leviticus when he was talking about his people. He said, listen, if anybody offers a sacrifice to Moloch, he says, that particular person has to be dealt with. It was a sin. and you think, well, that's the old covenant. But understand this, that's a sin. Well, then he says, and if you don't do anything about it and you know it's happening, that's a sin. And then he said, and if you don't do something about it, I'm turning my face against you. I'm going to turn my face against you. And as a whole people, if you sacrifice to Moloch, which they take children, what they would do to Moloch, they would take children and they would kill the children for their own benefit. And that's what abortion is. Abortion is basically taking the child. Somebody says, you know, I want a boat. I want a career. I don't want to have to live my life for someone else. I just want to kill this child. Can you imagine this? Imagine this. You get married, and all of a sudden you're finding out, man, this spouse, you know, he or she's a pain. I mean, it's difficult. Life's difficult right now. And somebody telling you, well, do you ever think about aborting them? I mean, that's what's happening to children right now. Because people think, oh, I'm going to have to work longer hours, or I'm not going to be able to have these vacations. I won't have all this stuff and things. Just kill your baby. I mean, that's what's taking place right now. And God says very specifically in that he turns his face against the person, against the people, and the ones who know about it and don't do anything about it or confront it, he turns his face against them. Well, you think about this. It's so important that God gave his son to die for that sin. It's such a horrific thing, and sin is, we've all sinned, we've all fallen short. But if we just go on sinning and not confronting it and say, we have to deal with this issue, end abortion in our country, then God will turn his face against America. Things can turn around, but I just want to encourage you, pray for the Supreme Court, pray for Texas in this ruling, because the things work off precedence, you know, and case law in America. So if that decision stands, they have a statement called Let the Decision Stand, and all the other states can actually begin to make those laws as well. What's happening? Abortion clinics are closing. Are women clinics closing? No. Places where they kill children in the womb is closing. We've been praying for a long time. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. God is answering our prayers, and we just want to believe and pray for Texas that this thing will stand and that they'll be able to have these particular healthcare rules and regulations over the abortion clinics, which basically says get right or close down. And if they're not going to get right, they need to close it down.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.